Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Foxy Digitalis podcast. I am Brad Rose. How's everybody doing? Hope you're well. Hope it's been an okay week. Got a fun episode today. So on Wednesday on the site, I premiered a track called All and Nothing by Tilt. Not the 90s punk band making a comeback, but more exciting, the trio of Kalia Vandiver, Carmen Quill, and Isabel Crespo Pardo. And it is, when I first got sent this promo a couple months ago by the label, it's on Dear Life Records. As soon as I saw who was involved, I was like, oh my God, this sounds awesome. And then you hear it and it's even better than you hope. And so whenever I was talking to them and figuring out with like premiering the track when they announced the album, I really wanted to interview them, and I thought it'd be a really, because seeing that these three artists, who all of which I'm a big fan of. They've all had work in the past few years, like solo albums and different things that are music that I've listened to a lot. Let's just put it that way. I was like, okay, I gotta know more about this. I gotta know how this happened, how, you know, they started a band. And just, there's a lot of interesting stuff about the record too that we talk about, and how it was made and just the processes. And yeah, but I can't recommend this album enough. It is, if you go listen to the opening, or it's not the opening track, but the first track, the first single, All and Nothing, which you can listen to on the site, linked in the show notes. There's a couple little quick excerpts in here around like leading into and out of the interview. There's just this real power in this music, in the sort of like quiet tenderness of it. Like it is somehow, it doesn't make any sense. It's like, it's sharply focused, but so soft at the same time. It's one, I don't know. It's fantastic. And there's parts of it too. I was realizing this today. I've obviously talked a lot about Ben Vita's album with Nina Dante and Yarn Wire. The Beat My Head hit a lot on here because I interviewed Ben of Nina's a regular, and it's an incredible album. But there are parts on here that it remind me, it's like, I mean, it's not that, but it's in that sphere. And just like the way that they use their voices together and the sort of cadences that evolve through different pieces and the harmonies, and it's so good. Oh my God, it's so good. So yeah, we recorded this a little while ago, and they're going on tour next month. The album is out on May 3rd on Dear Life Records. All that information is in the show notes, and or like in the Instagram post that I make for this and stuff. I'll put all that on there. But go see them if you get the chance. Seriously, I don't think you'll be disappointed. And do yourself a favor and pre-order the record today. My guests today are Tilt, whose new album, Something We Once Knew, is out on May 3rd on Dear Life Records. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves so that we all know who is who when we're talking here. So go ahead. Whoever wants to start.
Hi, I'm Kalia Vandiver, trombonist.
Hi, I'm Issa. I sing on this record.
And I'm Carmen, and I sing and play bass on this record.
Okay, cool. I guess the first kind of obvious question is, like, how did you all come together and what inspired you all to start Tilt?
I can speak to this. I had just moved to New York and was friends with Kalia, had never met Carmen, and am and was a fan of both of them and their writing. And I just texted Kalia one night and was like, I feel like we should have a band with Carmen. This was like after maybe a week where I just had been like listening to Carmen's solo record on repeat, which if you haven't listened to it, you really should. And like hanging out a bunch with Kalia and just thinking of like, wow, what's a context that would be so beautiful to play in? And they both agreed. And then we played together for the first time and it really felt like a band immediately.
When was that? Like, how long ago was this?
This was almost a year ago, 2 years ago.
This was about, I think it was about 2 years ago now.
About 2 years ago, because we have our anniversary coming up in April.
Oh, wow.
Late. Yeah. April 26th.
Perfect timing for the record.
Yeah, we did try to plan it so that the record came out on our anniversary, but it didn't work out that well.
It got close. Is there any story behind the name?
It was during our second meeting, I believe. I brought in a piece called Tilted, in which one of the lyrics includes Tilted, and we were talking about band names at the end of rehearsal and throwing out like some of the words that had already been presented like in lyrics, and it was suggested that Tilt be our band name, and it felt right to all of us, and I feel like also like speaks to maybe the nature of the music too.
Yeah, I think, I mean, having listened to the record many times now, I think it feels very fitting, so it makes sense to me. Well, okay, we should talk about the record, obviously. It's the main reason why we're here. One of the things, so you guys recorded it live without any overdubs, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Can you kind of talk a little bit about the decision to record it that way and how that sort of influenced the maybe the overall sound and the feel of the record?
Yeah, I think to me, one of the things that's noticeable about the music, or at least about the experience of playing the music, is that there's a lot of space, like sonically, it feels like each thing that's being played, like pulls kind of a lot of weight, I guess, that's how I feel about it at least. And I think that's reflected in the record as well, without any overdubs or anything kind of filling that space that exists when we play live. And yeah, to me, even though we all, you know, we all wrote different pieces on the record, I think one of the things that feels special about it to me is just the way that we use our 3 to 5 voices at every moment and kind of orchestrate that specifically with, yeah, what we can do live, and how that, to me that feels like a integral part of just our sound as a band. And so, yeah, I think that's reflected in the recording as well.
I'm curious, like, just process wise, how many takes on some, was this like all pretty like one take, this is it, or kind of varies?
We recorded in a day. I think at most we did 3 takes of a song.
Wow.
And yeah, certainly at most, and that was probably only for maybe like 2 of the pieces on the record. Otherwise it felt very seamless. And I mean, it felt seamless even when we did 3 takes. But when we were listening back to the multiple takes, I feel like unanimously we like arrived at the take by the end of the day or the following day.
Yeah. I think the so we did all of the takes continuously, and I think the interesting thing was kind of listening back and listening to the feel of each take. So that's sort of more what we were deciding, is like, because every time that we play these songs, they're very different and the energy can shift a lot. Sort of listening for like, which version of this piece do we want to sort of like imprint on, literally imprint on vinyl in this case, and share especially for folks that may not hear us live.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That makes a lot of sense. When you guys are, so like Carmen was mentioning, like each of you write, like I'm guessing bring pieces to the band and then to kind of work on them. But what is so cool to me is that it all just sounds so seamless. I'm just curious, like, what is the process where it's like, you know, one of you has like, hey, I've got this thing I've been working on. And then how do you all sort of then integrate it or build it into a Tilt piece rather than a, like a Kalia piece or an East piece or a Carmen piece?
Yeah, I think the process is varied because there have been pieces we've brought in maybe where we've tried them with other ensembles or tried them solo and it doesn't feel right. And then we bring them into Tilt and find a way to make them, not only make them work, but also like it kind of finding an immediate home for it upon like hearing their voices on it. At least that's how I feel about my music that I've brought in or ideas that I've brought in. And there have also been rehearsals or meetings where, you know, someone will like present a voice memo or like a very simple idea and then we'll workshop it and develop it together. And that feels like very, feels very special and like specific to the Tilt Collective process, which is something that isn't like present for me in any other musical setting I'm a part of or honestly have ever been a part of.
I would just add, like, so since our very first meeting when Issa brought us together, immediately we all brought in at least one tune to that rehearsal and or session, I guess, at that time. Maybe it wasn't a rehearsal yet. Yeah, and it was kind of this uncanny feeling of like, wait, all these songs go really well together. What's going on here? But I remember for me at least, I had the things that I brought into that one, I had written just with this instrumentation in mind already. And so it was kind of, for me at least, the things that I have brought in have been with Kalia and Issa in mind specifically.
So kind of getting away from process, because I could talk about that all forever and a lot of people don't maybe want to hear that, but maybe shifting into the sort of some of the thematic elements that are present throughout the record, and a lot of it, I don't know, it really resonated with me. I'll try not to get too deep in the weeds here, but one of the things that I really, it was like in the description, you talk about like this, or whoever wrote the description, but is clearly present in the music, this idea of like searching but not quite finding. And kind of how that's also like tied to like processing and learning from the past and all those things. I'm curious, like how, I guess, what role maybe the, like, not just the lyrics, but even like the sounds can like play in conveying that theme and sort of connecting with that theme for you all.
Yeah, I think from the moment we started playing together, Carmen spoke about the, like the synergy of sound, but there's also like the synergy of like, yeah, of this like searching and longing and also like reflection of the past. And the first tour, I guess the only tour we've gone on so far, we're about to go on another tour, but we did a West Coast tour last year. And there were a lot of these like conversations about, yeah, like our past, our familial relationships, and you know, there's a lot of like overlap and just like this reflection and like wanting for something more and something like yeah, something close. I feel like we all like really value like closeness, and I feel like that is like present in not only the lyrics, mm-hmm. but just like the way that like we play together. Like every time we play together, it's like this release, but also it's like a very strong experience that I always like leave feeling like a very like strong emotion. And I feel like that's not only present in the music, but like the performance as well.
Yeah, I think it's interesting to kind of name it, but I do feel that there's some sort of wistfulness that exists in the sound and the writing of everyone. And I think that's also something that drew me to everyone, into the idea of like putting all of that together, like all these different kinds of wistfulness, or of like softness, or of longing, or of, you know, this kind of quiet intensity. I think also like to speak to what Carmen was saying about space, like the uses of silence, or like really the exact moment where somebody like places the note or like joins somebody else, or the way that we kind of like shift sounds to melt into the other person, or just all these different considerations are sort of like the practical side of like this bigger feeling that's, I think, hard to describe, but I think when people hear us, they also feel that. I guess it could be called this longing.
Yeah, I really like that. That it's kind of a good segue into this. So, because there's also this feeling, and you guys are kind of talking about this a little bit, but like finding connection and understanding that sort of emerges. Fall Again, I think, really goes there with how like the vocals harmonize, especially and intertwine. But this is kind of like using this as a jumping off point for more of a general question about how like music and sound and listening can sort of be this platform for all these things like shared experience and finding connection and building understanding. And I'm curious, like, not just, I mean, especially with this project and this record, how it is, it help does those things for you, but just maybe even in like music and sound in general and your various projects and practices. How that is for you.
Wait, can you rephrase the question, please?
Sure. Yeah. Just basically like, how is music, like creating music or listening to music, or even just sounds in general, a way to connect with each other, with others, like to have shared experiences? I think a lot about the way that sound is, it's this thing for everybody, and sound is like, I don't know, in a world where there's so much disjointedness, it's a thing that can bring people together. And we can find these sort of connections with each other that maybe we wouldn't find otherwise. So I'm curious how you all think about that with this project, and just maybe more in general.
Yeah, I think about this a lot, and often when I'm just feeling so thankful that I like that music is a part of my life and that it's a way that I get to connect with people and communicate with people. And I feel very strongly that sound and music is another mode of communication, and it's a way that you can express things that you're not able to necessarily express with words alone, and connect, especially when you're playing with other people, or especially improvising with other people, or even just making subtle choices in, you know, the phrasing of a written part or something. Like those types of things, it's when you have multiple people creating sounds together towards like a larger whole, or towards like some kind of shared vision. There's something that's very hard to describe about the feeling of that. And it's a connection that I don't experience in conversation in the same way. It's really like only felt in those musical experiences. And it's something that feels like it just gets pretty deep into like the core of like an emotional self, or like a nervous system thing, or I'm not even sure what exactly, but very very core thing for sure.
Yeah, no, I totally feel that. I feel like sound and music is a lot of the way that I process a lot of the world, and thinking like performing with other, like you said, playing with other people especially, but even with, you know, like audiences and creating something that audiences like connect to in that way too. I don't know. And to me, the reason I bring this up is because, like, listening to this record, there is such a, like, you all have talked about, you know, y'all's connection with each other, and that, like, comes through to me so much on this record, and it becomes this, it gets my mind going of, like, thinking about how I connect with other people, like, in my life in those ways, or in, like, the wider world in those ways. And I think that's, like, one of these really powerful things that music and sound do, unlike a lot of other things. But yeah, I could like rant on this forever. This is about this too much, but I guess maybe on a more personal, how did making, like, how has this project and making this record just kind of brought you all closer together, like, been like the camaraderie and friendship between the three of you?
Yeah, I love Issa and Carmen so much. I always look forward to the next time we play and meet and hang out. We had a little in-city retreat in November of last year, and I still think about it because it's rare that this is going to sound kind of dark, but, like, it's rare that I want to, like, spend that much time with the same people for an entire week, you know? But I, like, could spend so much time with them. I could spend endless time with them, you know, on a personal level, obviously on a musical level, but it's just really rare to, like, find those relationships, and to be able to create with them and look towards, you know, an album release and more shows. It's just, it's all very exciting. And, like, I feel very thankful that, like, yeah, that this band is in my life and these people are in my life, and that, like, I have these things that I can look forward to. And it's also, like, a part of my career, which is crazy, you know? It's like, you know, we all, as musicians and, like, freelancers, like, we play with a lot of people. But it's rare that you get to, like, play with people that you feel very, like, close with and feel very, yeah, I feel like I can trust them with my life.
Yeah, I too feel this, and it's so very nice. And I think that's also something that makes it feel, like, truly like a band, you know? Mm. And the way that we write the music and leave all of this space for each of us to really show up as we're feeling that day, and to really, like, welcome all of each of us into the music, that I feel like that comes from a love of each other and, like, of really welcoming all of that. So yeah, I feel so grateful for the music that we make, for the hangs, for the meals that we make. All of it really feeds me.
Yeah, I love our band. I love Issa and Kalia. I feel like, yeah, the music, the hangs, the food that we've prioritized spending time with each other feels like such a big deal, and, you know, not super common. I feel like we've been a band for almost 2 years now. That's not actually that long of a time, but it feels like I feel closer to Kalia and Issa than I, you know, have felt to other people that I've known for much longer than that. So it's like, musically and personally in certain ways. So it's, yeah, it's a very special connection. And there's a lot of softness in the band, I would say, like, interpersonally and just in, like, in how we treat each other. And it feels, yeah, it's like every time when we meet or when we play, it always kind of feels like a retreat, like, oh, okay, here we are. You know? Yeah,
that's all. I think that what's so interesting is, well, first of all, I think it's an interesting thing because I don't know, this is maybe like a weird semantic thing that I think about, but because I get so much music sent to me, but, like, the difference between a band and, like, a project, like, they feel like two different, like, this, like, hearing you all talk about it, it's like, yeah, this is what a band is. This isn't, like, you know, a project feels like it's like this specific thing we're coming together to work on. Like, the band is, for lack of a better phrase, there's a lot more vibes and it's, like, super important to it. But I think what the cool thing is like, hearing you all talk about this, there is this aspect to listening to this record that's hard to describe, but it's because of all of that. Like, that comes through, like, that sort of connection and appreciation you all have for each other. And you all talked about the space, like, the silence, but, like, you can tell how I think because of the relationship you all have is like giving each other space in the songs for when it's like, oh, this is, you know, we're going to give this part space and we're all going to take a step back. So that, I don't know. I think it's incredible. So, let's kind of two questions I always like to ask in all these interviews, and we can kind of wrap it up. But what were some of the biggest challenges you all had to deal with to get this record made?
I'm going to just say that I don't think there were any challenges. Was there a challenge? I think for me personally,
I can't think of one. I'm like, trying to think
of a real challenge. I, in general, have a hard time with recording. Like, my relationship to recording is a bit challenging and something I've been working on for a while, but as a group, I don't think we like encountered challenges. I don't know.
Yeah, it was remarkably easy.
That's strange. Awesome.
I don't know. People have been very helpful in the process as well. And that, you know, our label, Dear Life, has been really helpful in making the release process smooth. And
that's so nice.
You know, Winston helped write the thing that you referred to earlier. Benedict with the art. Oh my God, the art. Wow. Like, so I don't know. Yeah. You know, we've had a nice team of people helping us out with the process. But yeah, as far as the music, it felt, a lot of things feel kind of remarkably easy with this band.
You know what? Actually, I do have a challenge, but it's not about the record. Okay. Hard to get really good pictures of us where we felt like we looked like us in the pictures. And it's really funny. But like, even when people take pictures of us, like on their iPhones, it's like something about it. It's like hard to capture like all of us in a way where we feel like, okay, we look good. I don't know. It's non-musical, but an interesting challenge we've had. I like the recent ones so much, but yeah.
Oh yeah, that has been our biggest challenge.
That is a really, oh my God, I know that feel. Like, I had to get headshots taken recently and it was awful. It was like one of the worst experiences. And I'm like, that doesn't look anything like me. And everyone's like, well, maybe you have a weird perception of what you look like. I don't know. But I know the feeling of trying to capture. Yeah. Whew. And when there's three people involved, that just, that would be really hard. Clea, I'm curious, like, what you're, just to go off track for a second, you mentioned your, like, issues with recording or your relationship with recording. Is it I'm just curious what do you mean by that? If you want to elaborate at all, you can tell me. You don't want to.
Oh, it's more so the pressure that I put on myself, knowing that this is going to live forever.
Yeah. That's heavy.
I think so much about performance and have worked for many years to like reach a comfortable place in my own like personal performance and. That feels really natural to me, but then it doesn't always, for me, it doesn't always translate to recording.
That's interesting.
Like it doesn't. Yeah. Like that feels like there feels to be so much more permanence to that experience than a performance where like, it's easy for me to like either really like relish in that moment or let it go if that's what I want to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did recording like as a band versus, you know, I don't know, like your solo record that came out last year or something, did it feel, I mean, obviously it felt different in some ways, but did you feel less of that pressure or was it still there?
There was still pressure, but I've felt really supported. And, you know, given that we spend so much time together and we were recording with a friend of ours who was also very supportive and like didn't rush us through the process and, all those things felt really comfortable and it was not as stressful as a recording experience as like I've had otherwise, just personally.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the last question is what has surprised you the most, either with making the record for one, but also just, I mean, I think we've talked a little bit about this, but just this band, I keep wanting to say project and it's not right, this band in general.
I think for me, something surprising has been how well we work together. And by that, I mean, like, not only musically, but really all of the logistical aspects of, like, you know, booking a tour, making a recording happen, putting out the record, you know, finding a label, like all of the things. And it's so many. I've been surprised at how smooth that process has been, and not surprised because I didn't think we could do it, but just because in a band, sometimes it's hard and everybody has varying availabilities or capacities for different things or skill sets. But that has been a delightful surprise.
You said you've got some shows coming up. Are you guys doing a tour, or is it just...
Yeah, we have a tour following the release of the record, and the first show we're playing is in Seattle for West Release Fest. And we'll be playing on May 9th. Yes, I believe May 9th. And then, then we're going to Portland, Oregon, LA. We come back, we play our New York release show on May 15th at Public Records. And it's a shared bill with the great June McDoom. So that's exciting.
Oh, wow.
And then we are playing a couple shows on the East Coast. I believe it goes Providence, Portland, Maine. And the last show is in
Catskill.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's our tour in May.
Awesome.
Announced here first.
Yeah. I will put I'll get all those dates and I'll put them in like the show notes and description so people can easily come out. And so the record is out on May 3rd. Something We Once Knew on Dear Life Records. Thank you all for doing this. This was fun. And yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, once again, thanks to Tilt for taking the time, for talking about their record, for making this record, and just for generally being wonderful. Again, their debut album, Something We Once Knew, is out on May 3rd on Dear Life Records, and it's wonderful. And beyond that, you should check out all their recent solo, like Clea Vandiver's solo album from last year is so good. I think Isabel came out last year, and then Carmen does awesome stuff, and she like the Scree record last year that I love so much, like she's a member of that, so so much cool stuff. All right, y'all, that is it for me today on the Jewel Garden new Andrew Weathers EP today, but you know to find me, holler at me on social media, patreon.com/foxydigitalis if you appreciate all of this stuff and want to see it continue. And that's about it. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, the sound is for everyone.